And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa's on vacation. Corey Standin's on vacation. So you just have me today hosting the show here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to very busy San Diego Landing in Point Loma. And we have the man, Bruce Smith. He's with the Bass Council. He does a bass fishing podcast, and he also works at ECBT, East County Bait and Tackle. He's got all kinds of stuff. And, of course, former San Diego Long Range captain, local captain. So, lots to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, 1090 AM, and Sports Grid Radio Network.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the all-new Talica A Series Reel. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies in the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all electric is yours. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
And welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live. Hi, everybody out there. And, of course, 1090 AM, a lot going on here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And want to welcome our guest, Bruce Smith. Good morning. Can we still call you captain? Do you still have your captain's license?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You do? Yeah, I do. Okay.
Yeah, I have my
captain's license.
So.
You operate a bass fishing guide service, right?
Yeah.
So do you have to have a captain's license for
When I went to apply for my guide license, they asked for a copy of my captain's license.
Interesting.
Which is a 100-ton master mariner captain license, blah, blah, blah. And so it was kind of overqualified. But, they're still looking for those qualifications.
Those qualifications.
Since you're taking passengers for hire.
Right.
On any body of water.
Right.
Yeah.
Now when you do your guide service on the, you do mostly the San Diego lakes?
Yeah. I limit it to Lower Otay, San Vicente, and El Capitan.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
El Cap.
El Cap.
It's got the biggest overall the biggest fish in it.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little tougher. Like, San V's good. We were out at San V yesterday, had 21 fish to the boat by noon.
Uh-huh.
And so it's good, but it was just the size of it a little smaller.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But, and that, now, do you miss the long range stuff? Or running the Fortune and doing your, doing the.
A little bit. Yeah. Like we were talking about, I always entertain about going out back on a 10 day.
Yeah.
You know, Mel invited me on a 7 day, and it's just, oh man, I just haven't got to that point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still enthralled with the whole bass fishing thing.
Sure.
And freshwater thing. Yeah, I mean, saltwater's always there. It's always in the back of my mind. I still have my long rods. I still have all my stuff ready
yeah.
to go, yeah.
Well, you're so into it now that you actually do the San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast. Is it weekly?
That's right. It is. I'm dropping every Tuesday morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, new episodes. Usually we have a guest on,
uh-huh.
interviewing type style. It's on YouTube and Spotify.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, hour-long episodes kind of thing. And we do interviews with just the we get stories from the past, from the 60s, 70s and 80s guys,
uh-huh.
and then we bring in lake politics, and then we bring in the new guys, the kids that are up and coming, and
yeah.
talk about all the electronics and forward facing sonar and this and that.
Forward facing sonar, it's
yeah.
crazy, isn't it?
It is,
I mean,
absolutely
I,
crazy.
Yeah. Do you have it on your boat?
It's funny because John Grabowski
yeah.
and I saw him yesterday, and we were talking about it, and he just outfitted his bass boat. All the new stuff, and boy, he was super excited. He's like, man, I can't believe what I'm seeing
yeah.
and how these fish react to my baits, and you see it in lifetime.
Yeah. You can watch the fish eat your bait.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. I didn't know if I was going to like it or not, but that's what we always did.
Yeah.
We were always on the cutting edge of in saltwater fishing with our
sure.
electronics.
Right.
Because you had to be.
Right.
I mean, you always had to be pushing the envelope with your electronics.
Right.
Like, and so this is, so he just kind of, he's super excited about it. Like, it just kind of fell into place for him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you obviously have it on your boat.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And how has that changed your fishing?
You know, it just makes you so much more efficient.
Yeah.
It, instead of using waypoints and knowing that rock is out there, you still have to, if you couldn't see it, then you'd still have to find it by casting,
uh-huh.
and it would take you 5 or 10 or 20 casts maybe to find it, even though you know it's there.
Right.
With this new technology, you make one swipe with the sonar, and boom, it's there at 40 feet and 60 feet out.
You see it.
You see the rock, and you see the fish on it.
I see it.
And so you make your cast, and you can see your lure followed down to the rock.
Jeez.
And then you see the fish swim over to it.
And eat it
sometimes.
It's pretty something. You hope. Yeah, yeah. So now you say you also talk on your podcast that you also talk about bay bass fishing in San Diego,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Does that work in the bay?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not real popular in the saltwater community as of yet.
Yeah.
But it's just because they have their own sense of sonars and especially like offshore guys. But the bay guys, it hasn't caught on too much yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still pretty old school. And the fishing is so good in the bay. That's what, in fact, that podcast that we did about the bay not too long ago was titled "The Best Bass Fishery in San Diego," and it's so good in the bay that you kind of don't even need it. You know, you can go down to the Coronado Cays and Glorieta and this and that, and catch 20, 40 spotted bay bass in an outing.
Just like there they
all
are
on artificials. You know,
it's just fun.
Get outside the eel grass and 10 feet of water and start catching them.
And do you have a particular brand that you enjoy?
I personally like Lowrance.
The Lowrance.
It's super easy. Garmin is considered the best at this point.
Is it?
Yeah.
But the Lowrance is easier to use?
It is. It's much
and
more
so
user-friendly.
So what would be the difference between Garmin and Lowrance?
It's a little faster. The Garmins are a little faster, and they're more clear.
Uh-huh.
So the picture's more clear.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. And comparable pricing on both of them?
Yeah. So the Garmin's a little bit more expensive than the Lowrance.
Yeah.
Lowrance is kind of, I wouldn't want to say middle of the road, but yeah, it's kind of middle of the road.
So my friend Chris, I love trout fishing in Montana.
Yeah, yeah.
He uses it on his drift boat in the lakes.
Oh my god!
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable.
Oh, no.
You can find the trout.
Yeah.
Oh, cast over here.
Yeah.
And
I've thought about doing this.
That's unbelievable.
I want to go to Crowley and do it.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine Crowley?
God. It's going to be so
fun.
Like, I'm sure somebody's got to be doing it already, but
yeah.
I mean, like, I'm just really looking forward to that.
I mean, it's probably one of the things that you talk about on your thing is how it's changed professional bass fishing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And tournament bass fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, does it seem like cheating, or is it just you have to...
Well,
it's not automatic, right? You have to know how to use it.
Like I said earlier, it's always evolving. Like,
yeah.
You're always pushing the limits. It's like NASCAR. They're always pushing the limits.
Right.
And now, at this point, they're throttling it back. They're like, okay, you can't just go wide open and see what you can put on, because guys were going crazy. They were putting 5 transducers on.
Wow.
And 4 screens at their console and 3 screens up front and whatever. And it was getting pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Last year was pretty darn crazy as far as the amount of electronics going on bass boats. And then so they had to throttle it back. The pros had to throttle it back.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's still...
Now, they limit the number of units they can put on?
They limit the amount of inches of screens to like 54 inches.
54 so you can have, inches.
Yeah.
Like this size, right?
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, you have different ones. So you have 4 12s.
Uh-huh.
You know, 12, 24, 36, 48.
Yeah.
And
that basically cover a 360 degrees around the boat, almost.
You could.
Almost.
Yes, because they have them off the stern.
Yeah.
And so they can drive past something and see it in live time.
Yeah.
They have 2 transducers, one off each side of the corner of the stern, and then 2 transducers up front. So you see a flat image and then a paper, like a vertical image at the same time.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it is. It's interesting. Our sponsor, Norsk Lithium Batteries.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I talked to our guy up there, and he talks about the Walleye Pros.
Mm-hmm.
They have multiple screens.
Yes.
Demand, and that's one of the demands of lithium batteries, of Norsk Lithium,
is to
drive all these things, because they suck a lot of energy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you use
you have to have dedicated power for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a lithium for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. You pretty much almost have to, right? Because it's the power
draw.
Yeah,
I made the switch to lithium a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and?
And, it's one of the best things I've done for the boat.
Yeah.
For the bass boat, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always controversy about lithium in the salt water. And as long as you use the proper lithium, it's safe, right?
Yeah, iron lithium.
Yeah.
Not the older.
And PO.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, those exploded.
Yeah.
those were the dangerous ones.
Yeah, when you get salt water on it, that's not what you want.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all sealed up, but it's the iron lithium, and... they're much more safe than what they used to be.
They're not going to blow up if you get salt water.
No.
And so people are like, I'm not putting anything on my boat because it's going to catch on fire. It's like, that's not the case. Right. Yeah.
Right.
But you have to have it properly installed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it pretty much most bass guys are lithium?
Most of the guys are, at this point.
Yeah.
Just the savings on the weight.
Yes.
That's the huge thing. When I went to lithium, I pulled 75 pounds. No, was it 100 pounds of battery weight. I got rid of 100 pounds of weight in the stern of my bass boat.
Wow.
It was like a person.
Yeah. You know?
It was like I was hauling another person around. So then everything, it's just totally different.
Yeah.
The boat acts different, you know.
Wow.
And you never lose that voltage. It stays a constant 12.7 all day.
So
until it dies.
That's the beauty of it.
That's the true beauty of
it. It's either full or zero.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you're on a regular battery.
Lead acid.
It's constantly going lower. Watch it, it's like 14.5, 12.5, 11, 10. You're screwed.
Uh-huh. We're done.
Yeah.
Time to go over.
Yeah.
And then it took forever to charge.
Yeah.
Like it took all night. I remember with having 3 lead acids at Lake Mojave or whatever, I'd run it all day, and I'd run all the batteries dead on the trolling motor. 32 series batteries.
Wow.
Big ones. And they wouldn't even be recharged by the end of the day, by the next morning.
From the next morning.
Yeah, they wouldn't
versus
be.
Versus lithium, you're charged.
Lithiums are 3 hours.
3 hours.
5 hours.
From zero to three.
Yeah.
To full.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So you also work at ECBT's kind of bait and tackle, right? How often do you work up there?
2 days a week.
2 days a week.
Yeah, Thursdays and Sundays.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thursdays and Sundays. So today's your day to work?
Actually, yes, I had to ask. Yeah. You called up, and yeah. I was like, Mike, I need to... Okay, yeah, no
problem.
I'll
come in
later. Yeah. You know, you guys are so close with Dana and everything. It's kind of...
Yeah, it all works
out.
So what's going on out there? I mean, you guys out there are, Mike and your whole crew out there, are always on top of the latest stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we finally got Shiners back. I know that's a big deal, and it sounds funny. But Shiners are such a big deal. At the lakes. I didn't realize it until I started working there.
Me as a dedicated live bait fisherman, in the saltwater, I love fishing Shiners, right?
Yeah. So I didn't realize how well they worked at the lakes.
Water, yeah.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
It's like every Shiner is a bass. And if it's still alive, you can get two bass out of it. I've taken them out with clients before. And
sure.
Like, I just want to catch some fish. I'm like, well, you could take some Shiners. Okay. It's amazing.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
They work.
Every one of them.
Every one of them
you're going to get a bite of.
Especially if you use your sonar to locate
them. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just put it on there. There's the fish right there. Cast it over there.
Yeah. So, but otherwise, at ECBT, it's pretty much business as usual. We're gearing up for the holiday season coming up pretty quick here.
Yeah.
He's going to be... Mike's going to be listing some sales coming on, Black Friday and this and that.
Cool.
So, yeah.
A lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
So any new hot stuff in the bass world?
It's always Japanese. JDM stuff is always coming out. We've got some new walking lures there.
Yeah.
Some small poppers. Some BFS is really getting big. It's the tiny poppers and the tiny little bass reels.
Oh, uh-huh.
With straight 5 pound.
Wow.
That's really coming on strong.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know Seaguar just introduced the whole JDM, Japanese domestic market,
mm-hmm.
Line of fluorocarbon.
Oh, yeah.
That's like amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seaguar's always been amazing.
Yeah.
You know, ever since Grand Max and all that, even when we were
they reintroduced Grand Max.
They did.
Yeah. That's the JDM stuff, yeah.
Yes.
So that's watch for that, both for fly fishermen as well as bass fishermen.
Yep.
It's going to be a huge deal.
Yep, Grand Max was the best.
Yes.
Even back then, that was back on the Shogun days, and all you could find, the biggest Grand Max was like 25 pound.
Yeah.
And guys were bringing spools of 25 pound out and using that, and they were just loving it.
Of course, now we have Seaguar Goal, which is close to Grand Max, but now they actually have reintroduced like a next generation of Grand Max,
mm-hmm.
along with, I think it's X, I have to look, but I should know this, XD18 or something like that, which is a line that it's kind of like Tatsu, but like next level Tatsu.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I love Tatsu.
Tatsu's amazing.
Corky Yokoi got me on that. He was always at the Seaguar booth and knew old guys and at the shows. And he's like, hey, try this out. And then I tried to start buying it. I was like, oh, my gosh, this stuff's expensive.
Yeah.
But I was always able to get some,
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, it lasts.
It lasts a long time.
It does.
Time.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah.
Tatsu is probably my favorite line out there.
And you guys sell that at ECBT.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
we have Gold Label, Tatsu.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
And then you also have a full line of saltwater stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I would imagine when people come in looking for saltwater, you got it covered.
Yep.
You're covering them, too.
Yeah.
The guys out in East County kind of bass, specialize in bass, but they also know the saltwater market, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get a lot of bay guys out there. I don't know why, but it seems like the kids, they come from East County and go fish the bay. And a lot of the kids that work there also fish the bay. So they got their finger on the pulse as far as that goes.
And what's hot in the bay right now?
Okay, so what has been hot, and we can't even keep them in stock, are neck breakers by War Baits.
Oh.
You put a little Kytec on the back of that, and it's like lights out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a jointed a lead head. Is that what it is?
It's a lead head with a swivel.
Yeah.
Or a ring between the lead head and the hook, so it has a little bit more action.
Ah.
Yeah, but they put like a small Kytec on the back of that, and
what's a Kytec?
Which is a swimming tail rubber.
Okay.
It's like an
MC,
MC swim bait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can use one of those also.
Yeah.
MC swim bait.
Yeah. So any kind of smaller bait.
Yes.
And that's what.
Yeah. And a bait fish profile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that neck breaker, does it work in freshwater too?
It does. Yeah. In fact, we call them wobbleheads, and they're shaped differently. They're a football high head, so they get a little bit more action when you're dragging them through the rocks.
Uh-huh.
They kind of wobble back and forth. When neck breakers are kind of better for grass.
Yeah.
You know, or war bait neck breakers are better for grass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they come through grass.
Come through the grass better. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So when I first met you and you used to come on the show, you were running the Shogun, and ran the Shogun for several years, and then we got together because we both love trout fishing. We went to Pyramid a few times.
Yeah.
You said you got to come check this place out, and I never forget that first trip we did up there with your buddies sitting on the beach there. I've never been so cold in my life.
Yeah, I know.
It's windy. It's the water's cold. I think it was like
March. We're going March. In the dark.
It was like March.
It was in the spot.
In there. And I was like, God, Bruce, are you out of your mind? Right? This is like.
The wind is just hitting us in the face.
It's like hardcore, right? It's an amazing fishery.
Yeah. It truly is.
You were just talking about some of the guys in the opener, which was October 1st, right? Catching 2 18-pounders on one line.
Yeah. Well, just this morning, Denton posted. He's guiding up there. He's a friend of mine. He's guiding up there, and he had 2 12-pounders in the net. You watch him on video, and the guy's bringing in 2 12-pounders on the same line because they use 2 flies up there.
Yeah,
and he put them both in the net. And then last week I saw a guy with a 12 and an 18.
Yeah.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And that's on a fly rod.
Yeah, on a fly rod.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that this time of the year, the bait, the two chubs are deep, right? So they're fishing deep?
They're not necessarily deep, but they're balled up, and the fish are very associated with them.
Uh-huh.
Like later in the spring, it's more of a spawn type of thing. Yeah. They're going up and down the beach, and they're not necessarily feeding this. At this time, they are feeding.
They're feeding.
And feeding heavily feeding on that tui chub up there. So you're fishing bait balls, and you're dropping your flies on a heavy sinking fly line through the bait down below them, and then stripping back very quickly with like tui chub patterns, and or just big woolly worms, you know, but in more of a white chartreuse color, and stripping them back fast, and then they eat it on the way up. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
You want to go do that again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pyramid is there. I haven't been in 2 years.
Yeah, you used to be, like, fully involved in there.
Yeah, I should have probably started guiding up there, but I, I just went up there for my getaway. That was my getaway.
Yeah.
It really was at the time. And, I've spent many, many weeks up there.
Yeah.
Through each year.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was your biggest fish up there?
A little over 21.
21-pound trout.
Yeah.
The hot and cutthroat trout.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah. A lot of 15s and 16s and 18s.
It's an amazing fishery.
Yeah. Totally amazing.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Bruce is basically a wealth of knowledge about all kinds of different fishing, whether it be bay fishing, long-range fishing, local fishing, pyramid lake fishing, bass fishing here on the local lakes. He's got it covered. So if you want to join us, you can join us at 213-432-1090. Of course, you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thanks to Steve and the gang over at ECBT, one lucky caller or texter will win a $100 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. You can go visit Bruce and Mike and the gang out there and go on a shopping spree. $100.
Yeah.
Coming your way. That's pretty cool. And when we come back, we're going to have more from Captain Bruce Smith, ECBT, the Bass Council, the San Diego Bass Masters, the San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast. He's got a whole list of credentials here. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 1090 AM, as well as the Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube and Facebook Live.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rod and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars, saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
And welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network. And we're, if you want to see us, what we really like, why we have a face for radio, check it out. Check us out on YouTube and Facebook Live. Let's Talk Hookup radio show on both of those platforms. And, of course, those of you old school guys, 1090 AM, we're still there. And thank the great people down in Mexico for keeping us aboard 1090 AM with that amazing signal out there. And thanks to Jay. Always, you know, the silent guys behind the scenes, JP is our guy on the phones and the board and he's actually in New York covering things, or New Jersey, someplace on the East Coast. For me, everything east of the Rockies is East Coast. So
yeah.
He's somewhere
yeah.
there, but he's close to the East Coast out back there. But thanks to JP for manning all those phones for us and talking to the people and taking the phone calls. And great to have Bruce Smith in the studio. So tell us a little bit more about the Bassmasters. You're the president of the San Diego Bassmasters.
Yeah, San Diego Bassmasters. San Diego's longest standing club. They were formed in 1971, been around for over 50 years now. The largest club, we have 36 active members at this point. We do 10 trips, 10 tournaments a year. We put about 20 boats on the water at this point per tournament. It's a friendly club. There's no money involved, so we get plaques and things. But it's a very social club also. So we do a lot of family oriented things with the members' families. We do a picnic. We do a
How cool.
family tournament. We do these other things other than just tournaments.
Well, that's the cool thing about bass fishing is that you can get the whole family involved because
yes.
you don't need to worry about getting seasick or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you have your daughters involved.
involved, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, one of your daughters quite the proficient bass fisherman.
Like I said earlier, we were at San Vicente yesterday, and we caught a bunch of bass. But the reason we were at San Vicente was because we were at the tournament. We were at a tournament for her.
Junior tournament.
A junior tournament, yeah. So she's 17 now, so she's going to age out next year. But this year, we took third place yesterday at San Vicente.
Wow. So is this like a father-daughter?
It is a team tournament, so she has a partner, Talon Patton, who's kind of funny because he works on the bait barge sometimes during the summer. Yeah, okay. He's also 17.
Yeah.
They go to El Capitan High School out in Lakeside. Uh-huh. But it's an open tournament, $100 entry fee. They get their own teams. I'm the team captain for our team, and all I do is run the boat. They have to net their own fish, do everything, decide where they're going to go, and I'm just there for kind of just to run the big motor.
Yeah.
Make it all legal, really.
Sure.
Even though Talon's got his own boat.
Yeah.
You know, he's got his own little aluminum boat and whatever, knows as much as I do, pretty much.
Do they know how to use the sonar?
Yeah, yeah.
They do, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're always learning.
Yeah.
So each time we get out there, you know, during the week, I teach her how to find the bait, you know, as you cast it. The important part with the sonar is like casting out and hitting in the beam.
Uh-huh.
The beam's real narrow, so you have to be accurate with your cast.
Oh.
And so it's so that you can watch your lure.
Oh, I see.
Or if you don't see it once it hits the water, you got to find it. So it's on the trolling motor, the transducer's on the trolling motor, so you move it back and forth until you see it falling down, and then you see it falling to the fish.
Ah.
But
that's cool.
So
third place.
So we took third place.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What a great family thing. So that's what the Bass Council kind of encourages is family events.
So and what she is in, so the Bassmasters, yes, we do encourage all this family, but she is, what she's doing is the juniors. It's SoCal Juniors Bass Club. She's in her own bass club.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also these open tournaments for juniors. Those are the juniors opens, which is what we're doing now, which qualifies us for the nationals to go back east to North Carolina.
Wow.
That's what we're in right now. But earlier in the year, we were in the SoCal Juniors Bass Club. And that's a club of 40 kids. And they get in the club, and then we have all the volunteer boaters come in, and the kids go out on volunteer boaters.
Oh,
boats,
nice.
So they don't have to find their own boats.
Now, what if somebody wants to, somebody has a kid, somebody's a kid listening, and it's 16 or 17, they want to get into that, but they don't have a boat.
Yep.
How do they participate?
So they want to go into the SoCal Juniors. And you're going to go into a lottery because there's only so many spots, and it fills up. Obviously, it fills up very quickly, and you want to do it right now.
Uh-huh.
You want to go on Facebook and go to SoCal Juniors.
SoCal Juniors. What would be the Facebook? Is it Bass?
That's what it's called. SoCal
it's
Juniors.
It's just SoCal
Bass,
Juniors
Bass Club.
Bass Club.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to talk to Sean, and he's going to put your name in a lottery.
Wow.
And in fact, they have to. There's so much competition to get into the club that they have to fill. He's making them write an essay on why they want to be in the club
and what
bass fishing means to them.
And how old do you have to be?
I think the age limit is 10.
10?
So 10 to 18.
10 to 18.
Yeah.
What
so
a cool deal.
There's two. There's juniors, there's like junior highs, and then the high schoolers.
I gotcha.
In the same club.
Two divisions.
Two divisions.
Yeah. And does your daughter want to be a pro?
No, she's looking into agricultural nutrition.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, so she's super into FFA.
Yeah.
She raises a pig every year. We were talking about that. I told her to raise a steer last year. She didn't want to raise a steer. And then she told me, she said that she made more money on a pig last year than a steer. Because steer's overhead is a lot.
Yeah.
And
they eat a lot.
Yeah. Even though there's more money involved, she made more profit. She netted more on a pig.
Good for her.
Yeah. So pigs. So she's going to do another pig this year.
Yeah. It's got a financial head.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, if you want to get through, talk to Bruce, 213-432-1090. Open right now. Lots and lots of texts coming through. You can always text the throw show through the Let's Talk Hookup free app. Easy to download through Google Play or the App Store. And you're going to have a chance to win a $100 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. And I have a great text here from Jimmy in San Marcos. He says, this is such a fantastic show. It sounds like it takes quite a bit of experience and skill to dial in these units in. Are you or someone you know available to help someone do this? What is the best way to lessen and learn to do a learning curve on it? So going out with you, right?
Yeah. So I do guided trips, and yeah. I also will do an electronics trip if they want to learn how to use their electronics. And we'll go out and show them around the lake, show them certain spots, and then teach them how to use side-scanning sonar and forward-facing sonar, which are two different deals. And how to set waypoints or anything about the electronics we can go out for. And it's just like a 2-hour deal. So it's not the standard price it's not the full day.
Yeah.
Go out for a couple of hours, meet me at the lake, we'll take the boat out, show you what I know about it and teach you how to run your electronics.
Now, can you do a combo trip where if you want to go fishing and learn how to cast and
if you just wanted to go fishing with me, book a trip with me and just say, hey, I want to learn electronics while I'm out here. So we'll just donate part of our day to doing that. We'll just fish during the good times, like first thing in the morning. And then, when it gets slower, we'll go look at our electronics.
How cool is that? And how do you book a trip with you?
It's through... you can Bass Outdoors, B-A-S Outdoors.
B-A-S Outdoors.
Or Facebook. You can DM me on Facebook. Bruce Smith is my Facebook page. I have B-A-S Outdoors Facebook page. And I also have San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast Facebook page.
Okay.
And Instagram. All three of them on Instagram also. They mirror themselves.
Yeah. All right. Or probably just...
And YouTube.
Probably just Google Bruce Smith
Bass Fishing. Bruce Smith Bass Fishing, and it should come right
should
up.
Come
Everything
up.
Should come up.
Now, do you have a website or those? It's pretty much
I have a
Facebook.
Website, yes.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah. And that's... What's the website?
Bass Outdoors.
BassOutdoors.com.
Yeah, B-A-S Outdoors.
B-A-S Outdoors.com.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Bruce Ellen Smith.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That works.
Yeah. Yeah.
That works. All right. Hey, phones are packed up. Let's talk to Mike in San Carlos. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, hi. Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I got a question. How far do you have to go? Like one day, a day and a half, or whatever, to run into those big bluefin?
The big bluefin, it sounds like they're still getting a good amount at Tanner Bank. So you're really going to have to go on a day and a half trip. And you could go anywhere on the coast. You could go here, it's out of San Diego, Mission Bay. 22nd Street Landing is a favorite of mine. Go out there on the Freedom.
Yeah.
You're looking for like a day and a half trip.
Day and a half trip. Mm-hmm. And then now you can have an opportunity to catch a 70-pound yellowfin tuna in a day and a half trip, right?
Yes.
Shogun came in this morning getting ready to load our passengers on our 7-day Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Yeah.
And some of that fish that was down below leaked up toward Colonnet.
Yeah.
Day and a half range, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
huh?
when John Grabowski and I were talking about it yesterday, it was like, oh, now all of a sudden we're excited. Like, woo, yellowfin. Like, 50, 60, 70-pound yellowfin. What?
Well, yeah. Have you ever seen that in like local waters?
No. I don't want to. It's not in local waters. You know, 150 miles.
Yeah.
No.
That's
not yellowfin.
Pretty amazing.
It was pretty rare.
Yeah.
And you'd hear occasional, stop for this, stop for that. Usually like 40 pounders.
Yeah.
Maybe a 50, but not like 40 to 70s.
Yeah. And
like
we heard
straight up Guadalupe grade.
Right. And that's exactly what Mike from the Tribute was yesterday saying. It's like fishing Guadalupe.
Yep.
But your day and a half range.
Yep.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that sticks around for a little while.
Yeah, I hope
so.
We'll see. We'll see. It depends on the weather.
Yeah. Water conditions.
If we have a mild fall here, it'll stick around for sure. But if we get some storms, it'll probably go away quick.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. 213-432-1090 just opened up. You want to get a chance to talk to Bruce, win that that $100 gift card to ECBT, there's your chance. Another great text here from Phil in Costa Mesa. He says, Bruce is a fishing savant. Guided me to a 265-pound yellowfin tuna near Bag Bay on the Shogun. My first big bluefin in the first year they showed up, right when he bought the Fortune at 176 pounds. How can my adult son and I come fish with him in San Diego? And what time of year would be best? And what can we expect in a day? He also is a taco snob. Know that? This guy knows you.
He does.
Phil in Costa Mesa. So, first of all, I want to know more about the tacos. What's your favorite tacos place?
Well, okay, so I've talked with Rick about this also.
Yeah.
it's varied in opinion. You know, there's a lot of good taco places in San Diego.
Yeah.
But for me, in my opinion, and this will always, it may not be the best, but it will always be in the conversation of being the best, and that's Tacos Gordo in Chula Vista, or National City.
National City.
It's on Broadway.
Yeah.
It's off of H
somewhere,
Street.
Somewhere
off of H Street.
Either National City or
yeah, it's Chula, like, right down in there.
Yeah. Tacos Gordo.
Tacos Gordo.
Never been there.
Oh, yeah. So,
I gotta go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And go early because, yeah, you know, there's always a line.
Oh, is there? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's all always right. huge, this huge line getting in there. But, right, yeah, you know, you can get your pastor tacos, you can get quesadillas, and you get in each line for each one.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, yeah. So quesadillas are, I cannot replicate them. I tried to at home, can't do it, and I've watched them. And I don't know what it is, but their quesadillas are unbelievable.
When is this a quesadilla? I mean, it's like,
I know, it makes me all happy just, yeah, talking
just about
it. But I love that place. Tacos Gordo.
Tacos Gordo. All right, I got to try it. So what about now? How can Phil come go fishing with you?
Well, he can
go bass fishing with you.
Contact me through Facebook or my website.
Can you help? Yeah. Can you help he and his son catch a 10-pounder in the local lakes?
I can try. They're few and far between.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
They're not easy to catch, but they're there.
Yeah.
We put a few on the boat.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shiners.
Well, actually, no. No. I've only used shiners in certain scenarios.
Certain scenarios.
Usually it involves with kids that are under 10.
Yes. Okay. So,
and that it does help a lot in that. But for regulation bass, man, you know, you got to use big baits. You got to get the mindset of the big bass. The,
yeah,
big bass mindset that's what you're going to catch.
Right.
And you have to fish for it. And
So what is your favorite? If you want to target a big bass, what's your favorite bait?
I've caught more big ones on a crankbait than anything.
Crankbait.
Yeah, big crankbait.
Big crankbait.
Yeah, like 10XD kind of thing.
Wow. Wear your arm out, crankbait.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Throw it 100 times.
Oh, yeah.
At
all
least.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. All day. Just looking for them and hitting the right spot at the right time of the day in the right conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, great. All right. Thanks for the text. Appreciate the calls. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more texts, more from Captain Bruce Smith. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more. More of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokies Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater expert, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like Aftco, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on Aftco clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
You can still fish in Arizona, back. Not in California.
We were just talking about fishing live bait with Captain Bruce Smith here. Water dogs. I used to love fishing water dogs.
Water
but they outlaw,
dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you can fish them in Arizona.
Arizona, yeah. They're still legal in Arizona.
Yeah.
You can fish them in the Colorado
big
River.
Big fish with those things.
Oh, so big fish. Used to flip in the tules at Hodges.
Yeah.
You know, and Vail.
Why did they outlaw them, do you know?
Just because they're outlawing everything.
They're not out. I mean, do you see them outlawing shiners?
What?
You ever see them outlawing shiners?
Boy, I don't know. We've slipped through the cracks because you can't get them in Riverside.
Really?
Riverside County. It's like San Diego County. Like, it's
the only
thing.
Place, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's not tell them too much about
I think
that.
You can get them up in Northern California, but not, yeah.
Yeah.
See, down here, it's super illegal everywhere except for San Diego.
Huh.
We've kind of grandfathered ourselves in.
Yeah. Yep. Well, let's hope that doesn't change.
Yeah.
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 Definitely. Well, hey, time for the catch report. Find out what's biting out there, and it's sponsored by Gamakatsu. It's not just all about hooks at Gamakatsu. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, I'm telling you, they are amazing. You'll always want another one. The new tools are also very special. Including the new Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And let's go up the Dana Wharf floor fishing. Talk to our good buddy Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning.
Hey, what morning, a beautiful day here in Southern California, huh?
Finally, right? Finally, how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, our October, weather.
Absolutely. But with that, we saw some cooler water temps for whatever reason this week. Low 60s, 60 to 62 was kind of what we had. Ooh. And some red tide through our little stretch. You know, the sun finally came out and a little bit of that swell action and whatnot. We got some dirty water to deal with. So guys fishing half day this week closer to home had to make some adjustments in their approaches for sure. Things like scaling down your line size. Smaller hooks, more finesse approach was necessary to get those bass to bite in that off-color and cold water. The sheephead was still there with all that lobster gear soaking. Our guys have been doing pretty good catching that sheephead on the shrimp and whatnot in and around all that gear that's in the water. So that was kind of the half-day theme. It was just tight. It was tough fishing this week for those guys. The better opportunity for us this week was our three-quarter day fishing. With this nice weather, we were able to fish the 14-mile bank pretty effectively. Not a whole lot of current, not a little bit of that southeast this week, but that fishing out there was very good. 300 to 400-gram jigs, the guys that were fishing those jigs this week did excellent. The quality on this rockfish has been very good, too. Of course, the double dropper loops of squid or sardine fished well, too, but very nice bags of chilies, Floridas, Boccaccio. Good, clean, nice fillets going home with our guys. And again, the quality has been outstanding. The key here is just having the proper tackle that size 16 or 20 reel spools with 50 to 60 pound braid and a little, you know, we'll help you tie a leader on the boat or whatnot, and then just the heavy sinkers. You got to have that braid to fish that properly.
How?
And then the Fury, 16 ounces was kind of what we were fishing this week.
Okay.
It seemed to be manageable, able to get to the bottom, and not, you know, you're not dead tired by the end of the day. So not as heavy as you would think, but heavy enough to, you know, get you down and sweep your line through the fish.
Nice.
And then the Fury this week, he spent most of his time at San Clemente Island on his overnight. Some shots at the yellowtail there this week with some mixed bottom fish, his bag fillers, whitefish, sheephead, stuff like that. A little bit of bass action. It was a little off, I think. It wasn't super phenomenal there. But then Marcus did send me a report this morning on their two-day trip that they're fishing this weekend. They had some really good bluefin fishing yesterday. They had 36 fish that went 30 to 50 pounds.
Wow.
So good quality there. And then this morning, you know, they were able to make some bait last night. They got a little snap on the yellowtail, 25 to 35-pound fish there. They had 13 of that fish on the boat. Yeah, nice ones. This morning, just that was about 20 minutes ago, he called me with a report. So that was on the dropper loop live bait. So things are still relevant. Definite fall in the air, you know. So we'll be after it this week. I think we'll have a cookie-cutter week. Don't really see that dirty water moving out. So we'll have to adjust again this week. But give us a call if you want to hop on a trip. We'll be after it. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danawharf.com and just call the office, book online, make that reservation. We need those numbers to get the boat away from the dock.
For sure. All right. Hey, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, fantastic. You can always click on the banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, and get right in there. And appreciate that great report. Beautiful weather week coming up, so get out and go fishing.
We're ready for it. Thanks, guys. Have a good show. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you soon. Yeah. While we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, has some great phone calls there. Let's talk to Jim in National City. I'll bet Jim knows where Taco Gordo's is.
I bet he does.
I'll bet he does. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, yeah. I know where Taco Gordo's. Hey, I'll tell you another good taco shop is that one right next to East County Bait and Tackle. The burritos there, you know, everything's so expensive now, but you get a burrito at that taco shop. I don't know the name of it, but
it's
you get a burrito there. You get
where? Taco Gordo?
Yeah,
no,
but
it's one he's talking about. It's called Sarah's or something like that.
Oh. Yeah, it's right next to East County Bait and Tackle. Anyway, what I called about Pete and Bruce is, you know, your tackle shops, the old Barnacle Bills, and I think that's Lemon Grove or La Mesa. Excellent shop.
Lemon Grove
now, they've upgraded that. That place is excellent. I hit all the bait shops, your East County Bait and Tackle if I'm going to El Cap, or San Vicente. But mostly I fish Otay. I'm a crawdad guy, and I like to fish Otay. But, Pete, what I wanted to thank you is I wanted to give a comment. I won the glasses a couple of weeks ago, the Costas, and I went down to a Fisherman's Landing, and because they have all the Costas right there, and Rick and RC, one of the salespersons there, they let me try them all on, and we decided on a certain pair, and I got hooked up down there, and I received my sunglasses, and, you know, those guys are so efficient at Fisherman's Landing. RC was so helpful, but, you know,
yeah,
whether it's RC,
great.
All the guys down there, Jim,
at Fisherman's Landing, they do a great job. I might add, too, Jim, coming up 2 weeks from yesterday, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, which is their big deal, their big sale day where they have all kinds of stuff going on. We're going to be broadcasting live from Fisherman's Landing, one of our now rare live broadcasts. We'll be doing that there. We're going to attempt to stream that, too. That'll be a first.
Bring the cameras over there.
Yeah, we're going to try that. And hopefully, I mean, we definitely will be on the regular networks and streaming audio for sure, but hopefully video too on all the platforms. But the Costa guys are going to be there. Bob Hoos, and all the Costa guys will be there with the Costa truck, and they're going to have big incentive sales at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing 2 weeks from yesterday, November 2nd. Nice. So you have to come down and show off your new glasses, Jim. And thanks for the tips on those new taco places for sure. Right next to East County Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. Hey, let's go over to Fisherman's Landing. Speaking of Fisherman's Landing, talk to Carl. Good morning, Carl.
Morning, Pete and Bruce. How's everyone doing?
Hey, great.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning. Hey, just calling in to, I think you probably already had a couple other guys call in to talk about this yellowfin, but we had the condor and the Pacific Dawn return this week. The Pacific Dawn returned this morning. He had 46 of those nice grade yellowfin, I think up to 70 pounds. I think a lot of that, call it 30 to 40, 50 pounds. You know, there's some of that small stuff mixed in. And then the condor returned the other day from a 2.5 with only 14 people, and he had 60 yellowfin of that same grade fish, you know?
Yeah, I thought Joel posted some stuff on social media, and he had just...
Yeah, Joel's doing a really good job on the boat. I'm glad to see him back out in the fleet and having success and stuff.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So, and then Shogun came in off a 2-day today. How'd they do?
You know, I did not see a report. I'm sure I saw stuff on Instagram from them. They had a great trip. I don't know exactly what they ended up with, but I know two of the guys from the shop was out there, and they had a handful of yellowfin each, so they had a good trip also.
Nice. And that gray is a fish.
That's
local fish. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So
we thought the season was...
I mean, are there available trips to get out and go on that? Day and a half, 2 day?
Yeah, we got the Pacific Queen with plenty of room, the Dawn, the Pegasus, the Condor, Fortune, and Tomahawk. They're all running 2.5 to 3 day trips. So if you guys want to go fishing, there's plenty of room. Make those reservations. The season is not over yet. If you guys were waiting for something other than bluefin, this is your opportunity to get out. It is day and a half range, so that's all we're running is day and a half and longer right now. So obviously the 2 and 2.5 day trips give you the best opportunity. But all the boats have trips all the way up through November, so if you guys want to go, give us a call at 619-221-8500.
Or book right online at Fisherman's Landing. I motored yesterday with Mike talking about getting out with 15 people, and all these trips are getting out pretty light loads. Mm-hmm. If this was or May or July, they would all be full, and the weather would be bumpy.
Yeah.
Right now, the weather's flat calm.
Yep.
You got biting fish and light loads.
So October was
I know the Dawn and the Pegasus both have light loads. I know the Dawn leaving tonight on a 2.5 day trip. The Pegasus has a 2 day trip later this week. I think is almost a definite go, or is a definite go. The Queen, I mean, if you guys want to fish the Pacific Queen, this is your opportunity. I mean, the last couple of years it's been sold out all through October and November. Plenty of room for them. The Condor, the Tomahawk, Jake on the Fortune now, all have good opportunities to go fishing.
Wow, fantastic, Carl. Well, thanks for the update. Appreciate that. Fishermanslanding.com or just give them a call. 609-221-8500. Appreciate the update.
All right, guys. Have a great show.
All right, you too. Let's go on to the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's up. Good morning, Gundy.
How you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic, good. Man. Yeah. What a beautiful day to go surf fishing.
It ain't over, I'm telling you.
No.
Reasons for optimism this week. You know, the water temperature stabilized, so it's right around the mid-60s. Maybe up a tick or two. The weather's been good. Should be excellent all week. And then the tides are real strong, that big full moon. So we definitely saw an uptick in the catches. Barred perch, elfin, croaker, short to just legal white sea bass, halibut, sargo, sand bass, sculpin. The only one that really didn't get back on the bite was the Corbina, but we're going to have, 80-degree weather this week, nice conditions, good backside of the moon tides. I'd see some of those Corbina biting this week. Hook, line, sinker reported a good week of fishing. Kind of an interesting setup there. The squid spawned on the full moon, real shallow. They were saying sometimes just outside the surf line, and that really kicked up the fishing in the surf line. There were several short to legal white sea bass reported, up to 35 inches. The stretch from Goleta north was the best. I think they had that 35-inch fish was taken off Leadbetter there. But lots of sharks and rays, some sand bass. So that really kicked things up north there. And then Hogan's, you know, it was kind of mixed bag coming down the line. Hogan's reported good fishing in and around Dana Point Harbor. Doheny, cut squid was working for yellowfin, croaker, sargo, sand bass, mostly short white sea bass there. The bay fishing was best as you work south, according to the Pacific Coast. The lagoons, the harbors kicked out several quality halibut, some croakers, some short sea bass, and even a few short fin were biting there under the lights at night. Strong tides, I think, really helped the bite. And then, you know, with the cooler water, up pops the striped bass again. We had a 6-pounder and an 8-pounder taken off Ponto on cut anchovies. So the Corbina, they're seeing them up and down, you know, North County beaches. So I think, you know, we get a little bump of nice weather, some 81-degree days. We'll get a little bite on those things before it's over with.
There you go. Yeah, some good fishing and a great time of the year to get out on the beach and go surf fishing. And Gundy, sure appreciate your research and your great report. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, great show, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. And that wraps up our fish report there. And it's all what for all your surf fishing needs. Check out surffishtackle.com for the newest and latest fish surf fishing gear. Get fishthesurf.com. And that'll help you. All of those, both surffishtackle.com and fishthesurf.com, will help you make you a better surf angler. And when we come back, more from Bruce Smith, more of your phone calls, more of your texts. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free. Free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. Summit gasoline low prices. Friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on an inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip when we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass at Steve Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fast Lane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fast Lane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Accurate, Aftco, CalStar, Gamakatsu, and Costa. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.